Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
I'm so excited to welcome Purely Elizabeth to the Lady Gang podcast family because it is a product that I have been eating forever. If you are gluten-free and you love breakfast foods, then you know what the struggle is to have a delicious, comforting breakfast that is gluten-free. And that's where Purely Elizabeth granolas and gluten-free granolas come in. They are so tasty. They also help you cut out refined sugars. That lowers your sugar intake in general. It also makes you be able to have a nice, hearty, healthy, delicious breakfast that you don't have to feel guilty about. Purely Elizabeth granola adds delicious, salty, sweet crunch on top of smoothies, oatmeal, yogurt. And if you're just like me, just stick your little hand in that bag, have a little handful as a snack in the afternoon. It is amazing. They also have my favorite flavor, chocolate sea salt probiotic granola. I mean, get in your probiotics while eating a granola. That is my life. Get 25% off your first order on all Purely Elizabeth products by using our code LADYGANG at checkout on purelyelizabeth.com. If you're looking for a gluten-free granola, make sure you check out purelyelizabeth.com and use our code LADYGANG.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty. You guys, I think that Orly sees ghosts.
Oh, why?
No, we've talked about this. And did you post something about this? God, is all I do watch Maybe. Your Instagram?
Possibly. Kelty.
Anyways, we were just about to hit record and I was looking over and she's been staring at the ashtray. Wait. Actually, it's full circle. Remember I bitched and moaned about Zach bringing a cigar ashtray our road trip?
Yes.
She's looking up at it and staring at it. And it is vintage that he got off eBay. So I'm sure some dead guy is sitting over there smoking a cigar and that's what she's staring at.
You know what? Have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever had like a ghost terrestrial like sighting feeling?
No, but I had a really, really weird thing happen to me after – this is kind of a long story. I don't know if we want to hear it, but it's f-ing cool.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, with that lead in, no thanks. I'm good. Okay. Let's talk more about me.
Chelsea Handler's book, I was listening to it, the most recent one. I was listening to it in the car one day and I was heading to yoga. This was pre-COVID. And she was saying how in the book, there's an orange that's very symbolic because her therapist gives her an orange and it kind of like cracks her wide open and she becomes very emotional and it starts to represent something. She's working through the death of her brother when she was young. And so anyways, there's like this symbolism of an orange. And I think that that woman who wrote the book Signs, who it's basically, she tells you how dead people are trying to get in touch with you by sending different signs and what they mean. I don't know if the orange is symbolic from her or if Chelsea made it symbolic for her, but it became an orange was like the thing that made her, that was like somebody's here and made her aware of the somebody in the afterlife that's contacting her. So I was driving to yoga and I was like, finished the episode or whatever, or maybe it was a podcast episode about the book. And I said out loud, I was like, okay, well, if this is real, the orange thing, and if somebody from the afterlife is really with me, then show me a motherfucking orange and I'll believe it. I kid you not, I pull into yoga, I walk into the studio, I'm about 5 minutes early for class, I put down my mat, I sit down, and I look in the mirror, and behind me, over my shoulder, is a guy eating a fucking orange before class starts.
In the yoga studio?
In the yoga studio. Meanwhile, I've never seen anybody eat a snack in the
yoga studio. Never.
Before the class.
Nobody should be eating an orange in yoga.
It's weird. But then I just look over and I was like, what? The actual there's an orange. I was stopped in my tracks. The other day, I was meditating, and then I decided afterwards, I said, you know what? I haven't tried the orange thing in a while, and I'm really wanting to see if this is a thing, blah, 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 blah. Walking down the street, minding my business, and it's Vancouver. It's a clean city for the most part. It's like very clean, and you rarely see people because people are respectful and they don't leave their garbage on the ground.
Wow. What a concept.
Two orange peels are on the sidewalk, just orange peels alone. No evidence of anything other than just orange peel. It's not like somebody left their whole lunch. It was orange peels.
Damn.
In the same day. It's so weird. That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. So,
I want an orange.
What are you feeling?
I just feel like that's when, because it's all the times that I want it are the times that I'm like, do we go anywhere when we die? Mm-hmm. Are we watching people that we love when we die? Is there some sort of realm that they are in where they still see us or hear us or whatever? And every time the orange shows up. Granted, it could be just that I become aware of oranges and maybe they're everywhere and I only notice them. However,
but the orange in the yoga class.
The yoga class was the weirdest.
Yeah, that is really weird.
Like I've never been to hundreds of yoga classes. I've never seen anyone have a snack.
I know.
No, it's not.
I want that woman to come. The woman who wrote that book, I really want her to come on the podcast.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Okay, I'm making
signs. Oh, it's so cool. So cool.
Love that.
Anyways, sorry for the tangent.
No. Remember I told my butterfly story, how we always have this thing with like the butterflies and I've seen them. And Jack, have you ever had like an afterlife moment or a like terrestrial, like, you know, ghost?
Aliens? Terrestrial is not a ghost. No, not that I.
Damn, conspiracy.
An extraterrestrial. I mean,
no, I know.
Or is
you know
it?
What I meant. You know what I meant.
I don't know. No, I haven't seen a ghost before, but I am open to it. So if somebody would like to haunt me, come on into my apartment.
Oh God, don't invite that in. You have to say,
oh yeah, that's
somebody
true.
Positive and loving and like you don't.
Wait,
like
have I told you my story about when I went ghost hunting?
Hold on, Jack. We need to take a break. Take a break. When you come back, tell us the ghost hunt.
So if you follow me on Instagram, you know that Jared has been cooking up a storm over here, making the most delicious meals with one of our favorite sponsors in the entire world, HelloFresh. I almost feel like I'm at a restaurant because these meals are next level delicious. So with HelloFresh, you get fresh pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. So HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And did I mention delicious? And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. And they offer over 23 recipes each week, featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients, so you'll literally never get bored. And it's never been easier with low-cal, carb-smart, vegetarian, and pescatarian options every single week. So if you want to check out HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/10LadyGang and use code 10LadyGang to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/10LadyGang and use code 10LadyGang for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
So as I've gotten older, I've realized the importance of creating a sanctuary in my bedroom. It's the place I spend so much time, and that includes making my bed as cozy as possible. And that's why we've been using Brooklinen for many years, many, many years. They've been a sponsor. They just keep getting better. We love them so much. You spend so much time in your bed. Why not make it amazing and luxurious? We love Brooklinen because they work directly with manufacturers to make luxury available directly to you without the luxury level markup. Very important. They have so much variety of sheets, colors, patterns, and materials to fit your needs and tastes. They also have a 365-day money-back guarantee. You won't use it because they're so amazing. They're more than sheets, though. They've got comforters, pillows, towels, and even loungewear. The towels are game changer. So it's 2021. Do something nice for yourself to start the new year. To help you do that, Brooklinen has a special offer. Go to brooklinen.com, use promo code LADIES to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more, plus free shipping. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Enter promo code LADIES to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more, plus free shipping.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, we're back.
Okay.
Finally, I've been waiting for the ghost hunt.
So she is taking this class, and part of one of the activities for the class is they're going to go ghost hunting. And she invited me and my friend to go with her ghost hunting. So we meet at a Denny's at night in Pasadena. And the guy that's like the ghost hunter professional has us all sitting around and he's like telling us about what we're going to do and blah, 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 blah.
Did you order any of like those big pancakes or anything?
I didn't. No, so I did not. I think it was when I was vegan. So it was actually kind of depressing. He's telling us just about his different ghost stories. And then he was telling us about this certain time that somebody's body got taken over by a ghost. And he's like, and what you can't do, the one thing you can't say is you can't say, ghost, come inside me. Come inside me. And he is screaming this in a Denny's. And my friends and I, like the 15-year-old boys that we are, start having a laughing attack because this guy does not understand that he is telling a ghost to come inside him. And nobody ever told him. I mean, it was insane. It was insane.
It's incredible.
But then I went ghost hunting and didn't see anything. But that story sticks with me forever. Because, you know, when you start having a laughing attack, yes, and you really shouldn't be having one, and then you really just can't stop.
Yep.
It was one of those inside of Denny's with a ghost hunter.
Did you, and you saw no ghosts?
No, no ghosts there.
You have a, like one of those, like Jack Osborne has that show where he goes around and he has like a radar detector.
Yeah.
And
it's like Ghost Adventures. We did have those. We had the little, the meter reader things, nothing. And I was really, you know, I was ready to see something, but it wasn't.
You were
my
open. You're open.
Telling the ghost to come inside.
I'm torn on the ghost because I
come inside me.
I have many feelings because I definitely feel like I've been in the presence of ghosts. I've been around them. I've had like moments where I'm home alone and I'm like over my shoulder. I can like feel something, you know, like I definitely have that like sixth sense.
Yeah.
But then I think about like scientifically, how is this possible? But then
they're
I think maybe from a different dimension.
Yeah,
but maybe I have a little elephant brain and when I'm on mushrooms, like anything is possible. And then my regular elephant brain is like, it's not possible. So I just, maybe my brain doesn't know enough to know about this next realm. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. If I get a brain injury and then I don't know that I'm Kelty anymore, well, then how does Kelty know to go down and send Becca an orange?
That got really complicated.
I know.
You mean if you died, would you not?
Well,
would
like,
you,
okay, I'm thinking about my friend Jack, who, rest in peace, my other friend Jack, who had brain cancer. And I remember going to see her before she passed away. And she was like, you know, at different times during cancer journey, she was more lucid than not.
Yeah.
Anyone who's been to see someone, you know, when they're about to pass, like they're not in the world anymore. They're not like, hi, I'm Jacqueline and I have brain cancer. Like, so if she doesn't know she's Jacqueline at that moment, how does she know she's Jacqueline in the afterlife to then send me an orange?
Well, I think it depends on how you would assume that a spirit would be, because I think a lot of people would imagine them being at their like prime self in this life.
Yeah.
Because then,
or their soul.
Yeah. Or their soul in itself. Cause then any of these old grandmas and grandpas that die,
you don't go into the afterlife and have dementia and always have dementia. That would be so brutal.
Yeah. You're there as like your hot 25 year old self.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, people. I think that your soul is impenetrable to brain injury. It's less brain. It's more,
Being.
Magic.
You're right.
Magic, yes.
And magic, yes.
it's magic. So it's ET phone home.
So okay, anyways, now we need Chris Angel on the podcast to start talking about ghosts.
I wish. Jesus.
Oh my God, we should have Chris Angel.
What a dream.
You guys, I think I've probably talked about this. He used to be my celebrity crush for the longest time. I tried to stalk him on MySpace and convince him to date me. Anyways.
It's one of your creepiest traits.
I read his autobiography.
So many things. I did not mean for this quickie to turn into like the lady and ghost
extraterrestrial,
but I guess it did. It was fun to see you guys. Becca, keep up the great work in Vancouver. And we weren't here for a long time, but we were
here for a spooky time. Yes!
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingbert, Will Sterling, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.